It's one of the books that we selected in our 2019 recommended summer reading list. It's our pick of the best books for children in three categories: picture books, middle school reads, and young adult novels. For a complete list of all the books that we selected, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page and we'll have them there. Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. We move on to our middle school category. On the phone with me now is the author of the book, Caterpillar Summer. It's her first book. She's a debut author. It's our pleasure to welcome Jillian McDunn to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, Jillian. How are you?
I'm great, Rodney. Thanks for having me here today to talk about Caterpillar Summer.
Oh, it is my pleasure. Now, you lived in several states, California, Missouri, and the Carolinas. How has your travels influenced your writing style and your writing?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the wonderful thing and the thing that I tell kids who are interested in writing is that when you are in a new place, you have the opportunity to see things with fresh eyes. And that's so important for a writer. It's much easier to get into those details and really see things clearly when you're experiencing it the first time. So I always say, if you're somewhere new, to really keep your eyes open and pay attention to what's happening.
All right. Good advice. Good advice. So what made you start writing? How did you get into writing as a profession?
So I've always loved reading and writing. I mean, when I was really, really small, I would ask my mom to write the words for me because I wanted to see them on the page. So that was my dream since childhood. And then I grew up and kind of listened to some of the messages that writing was maybe not a good career path or a steady thing that I could use to support myself. So I ended up doing all different kinds of writing: technical writing, grant writing, education writing, public relations writing. I mean, every career you can have in writing that wasn't creative writing. And then I think just a few years ago, I decided I better just try it. The book wasn't going to write itself, the book in my head that I'd been thinking about on and off for years. So I just sat down to do it one day.
Now, I must tell you that I read this book a few weeks ago and I was on vacation. I was on a beach vacation, and a lot of this book takes place on the beach. So it was a perfect beach read for me.
Perfect. Yeah, I love the beach. It's my favorite place to be.
All right, cool. Now, you and the main character in this book, again, the title of the book is Caterpillar Summer. You and the main character in this book, you share something in common. Tell us about this commonality about your sibling.
Yeah, exactly. I grew up with a little brother with multiple disabilities. Cat is the older brother to his name is Chicken. It's a nickname, but everybody calls him that. And she's taken on a little extra responsibility. She's a great big sister, and she's very careful with him and feels very concerned about him, especially because he has a habit of running away. So she feels very responsible for him. While their mom is at work, she's his caretaker. With my brother, I helped a lot with his therapies and with the ways he needed special attention. And when I wrote this book, I really wanted to write a relationship, a sibling relationship that was about love and fun and also had that responsibility feeling woven through it.
Okay, so that's a good lead into my next question, because I think that's a perspective that's often overlooked. We know that there are children with disabilities and, you know, people write books about that and things like that. But what was it like for you personally growing up with a sibling with special needs? Does that put a lot of pressure on you, and does that force you to grow up a little bit quicker than you probably should have?
So as I was growing up, my brother and I were very, very close. So in some ways, yes, I did grow up really quickly, but in other ways, it was something that was always done with love and with joy. We had a really special connection, and from early on, all his doctors and therapists could see that he would work harder when I was around to encourage him. So I took that role really seriously, and I felt like it was my job to help him lead a happier life.
And in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to our annual recommended summer reading list show. It's our pick of what we believe are some of the best books for children this summer in three categories: picture books, middle school reads, and young adult novels. For more information or a complete list of all the books that we selected this year, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. On the phone with me now is Jillian McDunn. The title of the book is Caterpillar Summer. Now, Jillian, tell us about the book, the plot line in this book.
Yeah, so Cat and her brother and her mother, they think they're going on a trip, mom has to work in another town, and the plan is that the kids will stay with some family friends, but they'll all be able to be together tonight and relax. But that doesn't work out. And as things kind of fall apart with that plan, Kat and her brother find themselves on an island with grandparents they've never met before, grandparents they've never even heard of. So Kat has a lot of questions about why that rift happened with her mom and her parents. So she's trying to do a little low-key investigation. At the same time, she falls in love with the island and loves exploring its beaches, and ends up making some friends, and ends up finding her favorite thing to do, which is fishing.
So this is a middle school novel. Why did you decide to focus on the middle school years for this particular novel?
The middle school years, to me, are a time that is full of so many changes. They're really, kids are so able to think and do things out in the world, and they're also still very much in tune with what's going on with their families. I think the middle school, middle grade audience is really the most exciting and rewarding to write for, because that's the age where kids are so absorbed in what they're reading. Sometimes they walk around the house while they're reading their books. So to me, there's really no better audience that I could write for.
So after writing this novel, was it difficult to leave the characters on the pages of the book and to walk away? Do you miss them?
I do. I think about them all the time. At the same time, I kind of like the place where it's left, where there's a lot of possibilities and hope for how things are going to grow and change in their family. But yeah, I do think about them a lot.
So, Jillian, as an author, I'm not sure if you read the reviews or read the blogs, but what are people saying about the book? What kind of reaction are you getting from readers about your book?
So a lot of people have said some really nice things, really wonderful things about Caterpillar Summer. I love hearing people who want to come talk to me about maybe an experience with a child in their family who has a disability. But it also seems to speak to people who have relationships with grandparents that have been important or special to them in their life. Sibling relationship, parent relationship, and of course, like, the love of the beach is a really big theme in Caterpillar Summer. And then underlying it all, I think people do connect with this feeling that I have, that summer is this, it's a magical time, and it's a powerful time. A lot of growth can happen. So I think those are the things that I seem to hear the most.
I guess I would say in this age of technology where children have access to computers, to cell phones, to screen time, to television, to video games, I think it's really refreshing to go back to something as simple as a book.
Yeah, I think that kids really do love reading when given the chance. And like I was saying before, they get absorbed in those stories in a way that is something that is really special, I think. For adults, we have so many things competing for our attention. But if you put a kid with some books, kids in a library, I see their faces light up. So they're happy to be there.
All right. And again, in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. This morning, it's our recommended summer reading list show. We have several books in three categories: children's picture books, middle school reads, and young adult novels. For more information or a complete list, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. On the phone with me now is Jillian McDonough. The title of her book in our middle school category is Caterpillar Summer. So I understand that you are working on something new, and actually, in matter of fact, that you actually have a release date for your next book.
That's exactly right. So my new book is called The Queen Bee and Me, and it's coming out on March 3rd, 2020. And it is about a girl who's in that situation where she has a best friend who's sometimes nice and sometimes not so nice. And most kids just start nodding their head when I tell them that, because I think most of us have been in that situation before. It's a story that has science and STEM and beekeeping woven into it, as well as the friendship themes.
Good. Sounds very interesting. All right. Well, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us this morning. If our listeners would like to find out more about you, how can they find out more, Jillian?
My website is jillianmcdonough.com. There's also information at Bloomsbury, which is the name of my publisher, and it's a book that should be available most places that books are sold.
All right. Well, we're out of time this morning. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us.
Thank you, Rodney. Thanks for having me.
We've been speaking to author Jillian McDonough. The title of the book is Caterpillar Summer. For a complete list of all the books that we're featuring in our Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear 2019 Recommended Summer Reading List, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook, and head there now, and we'll have the complete list there.